just try it again, or not at all, but maybe the couple of verses. I'm not just starting right. More about Jesus, what I know, more of His grace. So just, we're close, but we're not just, we're not, I'm not just starting it right there. You know, I did used to know this, and I think I used to be able to sing it. That's maybe a long time ago. Praise the Lord. But this, if you don't mind, Jay, we'll try and sing it through again, you know, because the best way to learn something is practice. Praise the Lord. But it's just that first line, it's, I'm getting it a wee bit wrong there, I think, you know. But so go ahead, Alvin, we'll try and sing it. If you don't mind, we'll try and sing it again. More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness. More of His love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn. More of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own, more of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love than I.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one, and that's Wonderful to sing there. The old hymn, the old songs. And, there's a blessing with them because, you know, just as the Bible was written by holy men of God, spake as irremovable Holy Ghost. And so as these old hymns, many of these hymns were, well, all of them really were written by men and women inspired of God by the Holy Spirit. And we really appreciate the Lord for that, praise God. Wants to turn to Romans 10 tonight, and I'm not sticking with what I had advertised. That's all went out the window. But look, you know, last night I was waiting on the Lord and preparing a whole sermon, what I was going to be preaching tonight. And I knew what I wanted to talk about this morning. And then when I got here this morning, I never got past the first line. And we just appreciate the Lord. And then as I was sitting here this morning before I went, and I was asking the Lord, what will I say tonight? And this came to me strongly this morning. And I want tonight to talk about faith and our rights. We have rights by faith. Faith in our rights. Romans 10 verse 17. I want to read one verse tonight. Praise God. And I know the Lord really moved this morning. And we're just praying the Lord will bless us tonight. Every service is different. But we're just trusting the Lord. And you know, we're singing that song more about Jesus. That's one thing you can't overdo is talk about the Lord. There's some people and you can hear too much about them. But that's not the case with Jesus. I just want to hear more about him. I want to know him more, better, seek him more. And I just love his presence, his name, his blessings. And it's just wonderful to know the Lord. Isn't it great to be saved? Amen. Praise God. Romans 10 verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. Just let's bow again tonight, praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that your name is far above every other name. Neither is there any other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you this morning, this evening. We thank you for what you've done this morning, and we know, Lord, tonight, we're trusting you. We're believing you. I take the Holy Ghost to help me tonight, Lord, and I thank you that you will undertake. I pray you'll meet every need. I pray you'll water the word. Pray you'll confirm your word. Pray you'll bless your word. And Lord, that needs will be met in this house tonight. I thank you for the lives you touched this morning. For people that there's already a change on them. Lord, we do give you all the praise and all the glory. Father, we thank you that your word will not return void. We love you tonight, Lord, because you first loved us. You loved us when we seemed unlovable. You called us when no one else seemed to want us or know us. But you came seeking us. We never came seeking you. But Lord, you give us that grace to respond. And by faith through grace, we were saved. Because of your mercy, Lord Jesus, we give you the praise tonight. Father, for any requests that's been given up that we forgot about, we just pray you'll meet every need. We pray for those on the holidays, you'll bless them. For those that had to work, bless them. Father, and for all that's in this room tonight, bless them, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It's may be seated. Praise God. Faith then cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. I want to read you just a small quotation from a message called Ministry Explained. Faith comes by hearing the word. Now the word of God will defeat Satan on any ground. The word of God will defeat Satan on any ground, any place, anywhere, at any time. And we know that the devil took of Jesus up on high mountain and he said, all these kingdoms of the world will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Now we know that the Lord Jesus in him was every single gift that there ever could be was in the Lord. In him all the fullness dwells. So every gift of the Spirit of everything was in him. And he never went into using any gift he could have. But he took the word of God and he defeated the devil with the word. He left us something that we can use. And that something that we can use is the word of God. And when you put faith in the word of God, when you mix the word with faith, without it being mixed with faith, it's of no use. But it must be mixed with faith. We read in Hebrews that it done them no good, because when they heard the gospel, they never mixed it with faith, and it done them no good. But when you hear the word of God, and the word of God is mixed with faith, then it will defeat the devil on every single ground, and anywhere, in any place, it will defeat the enemy, because it is the word of God. By reading the Bible, you hear God speak. You can hear him say, "By my stripes you're healed." You're hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. It is good to read the word of God. And it's good to meditate upon the word of God. We must be thinking upon the word of God. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, think upon these things. We're to cast down all reasoning. We're to cast down our own imaginations. Many times what God wants is the opposite to what we think. Many, many times. That's why we need the word of God. We need our minds renewed by the word of God. And we need to read the word of God. And when we read the word of God, by faith in God's word, we can have what the word of God says. You do not need to pray for faith to believe the word of truth. You just need to believe it. You've heard him speak and you believe this word. You pray for healing, but faith gives birth to healing. Once you pray for it, you need to have faith you're going to receive it. The same when you're praying for when hands are laid upon you, you need to have faith to believe what's been prayed is going to take place. You need to believe it. You don't worry about any evidence. God can give you evidence. Speaking in tongues is not the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to make that clear tonight. Speaking in tongues is one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. Somebody could receive the Holy Spirit and not speak in tongues. What if they prophesied? What if they had one of the other gifts and they never spoke in tongues? It's just the gift. Now, God can give you the gift. If you want the gift of tongues, God can certainly give you the gift of tongues. But the gift of tongues, I do not believe it's the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Because we see many so-called Pentecostals today, and they run about, and it's meant to be tongues. I don't believe it is real tongues. I believe a lot of it's false. Now, there's real tongues. We know that. But there's a lot of fake stuff, but there's real stuff. And the emphasis can't just be in one gift. The emphasis must be on the Holy Spirit. And when you get the Holy Spirit, you've got everything. Let me explain myself a little bit more. And I feel led to maybe do this evening. And I use these shoes because the great brother years ago referred to this. Might have been even that brother Joseph Smith. Maybe that's where I got it from. But you know, when I went in for the shoes, I never asked for tongues, but the tongues was in them. I asked for the shoes. I didn't need a pair of tongues. Tongues was not what I needed. What I needed was a pair of shoes, but the tongues was in the shoes. What you need is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, everything's with the Holy Spirit. And then you can covet earnestly the best gifts when you get the Holy Spirit. And God says he said in the church, tongues, prophesying, gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. All these gifts are the perfection of the saints. But what happened? The Pentecostal movement as a whole made tongues initial evidence, and they brought it in as a doctrine. And many people then believe if they don't speak in tongues, they've never had the Holy Spirit. And many people have received the Holy Spirit and didn't speak in tongues. I believe that. Now, you mightn't believe that. That won't make no difference to me. I believe it. You could prophesy and do all them other things and have the Holy Ghost. Now, if you lay it before God and you want tongues is our evidence. It's our evidence, but I don't believe it's initial evidence. Because what about somebody that claims they have the Holy Spirit and then they deny the Word of God? Something's wrong. If you have the real Holy Ghost, you cannot deny the Word of God. You will believe the Word of God. You will believe the words of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe my prophet, so shall you prosper. Him that obeyeth, he gives the Holy Ghost. That's the Bible. He gives the Holy Ghost to him that obeyeth. Praise God. Now you know your rights. Then you will have faith. You have faith for healing. You had faith to be born again. How did you get it? The Lord gave you it. And faith comes from hearing the Word of God. You heard the gospel preached. And faith came to you. And you got saved. And you hear healing preached. And faith comes to you. And you get healed. And faith comes by hearing and by hearing the Word of God. That's why we must give the Word of God first place all the time. It must have first place. Many churches have got away from the preaching of the Word of God. But the Word of God must be the center of everything. Because it is Jesus Christ made flesh. Know your rights. Then you'll have faith. But you can know your rights only by reading and hearing the Word of God. How can I know my rights? Jesus said in Isaiah 53, by my stripes you're healed. That's your rights. 1 Peter 2:24, his own self bare sins in his own body. And by his stripes we were healed. That's your rights. Mark 16 is your rights. You can lay hands upon the sick. Mark 16 verse 18. And they'll be healed. That's your rights. Faith in them rights will do something. And people that were praying for this morning, that was according to scripture, lay hands on the sick and they recover. So you put the faith in the rights. There's the Word of God is your rights. Amen. Then you put the faith till it, the thing's been done. Believe God and God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Faith. You can know your rights. It's not difficult to exercise faith. If you have £100, let's say £1,000. £100 is not enough. We need the £1,000. We'll work with £1,000 tonight. £100's not enough. Or £1,000,000. £1,000,000 a day is not really anything special no more. Now, having said that, I wouldn't mind having it. But it's not really anything special in this day and age to have £1,000,000. It's nothing really. You could spend £1,000,000 this week if you wanted to. If I had £1,000,000, I could spend it. Your good house would cost you the half of it. You could blow an hour hundred on a car. Is that right? But let's say you have £1,000 in the bank. Now, if you have £1,000 in the bank and you've got the checkbook tomorrow and you go into the shop and you're buying something at £50, you've no problem signing the checkbook and handing it over and you go on about your business. You never think about it again. Is that right? You don't drive along worrying, wonder will it be cash. Now, if you have no money in the bank, you're in the red, you'll be worrying. You'll be saying, I wonder will that be cash or will the check bounce? But you have no fear of that check bouncing if you have the money in the bank to accommodate it. And Jesus Christ has put the money in the bank, so to speak, and he's given you an aim. And the thing is about the bank of heaven, the bank of heaven's not working like a bank here. You cannot empty it. You can't run it dry. You can't overspend. It's an unlimited source from an unlimited supply. And you've got the faith and you should just go ahead and put the faith in your rights and do it just like writing the check and think no more about it. And you've been prayed for by faith. Just go about and say, I'm now healed. I'm healed. And that's the end of it all. Because it's faith in my rights. And that's the way you must approach it. Just like the natural, so's the spiritual. That's the way you need to go about it. And you think no more about it. You don't worry about the check. You know the check will be good because you read the statement telling you that you have the mountain account. Have you read the statement? The statement says he sent his word and he healed them. Amen. The statement says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The statement calls him El Shaddai, the strong-breasted one. You can lean upon him and he will sustain you. Hallelujah. And strengthen you. That's the same one that said to Abraham, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. You know, he couldn't do that unless he made a way for it. But he made a way for it. Our perfection's not in our flesh tonight. It's not in the church tonight. But it's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. For the Bible says we are made perfect through him. His blood washes us and cleanses us from all sin. He has given us the imputation of his righteousness. Romans chapter 4 tells us. The imputation of his righteousness has been freely given to every one of us. So we're not working with what we've done of what the church done or the pastor or the minister done. We're working with what the Lord Jesus Christ done 2,000 years ago on the cross. And what he done 2,000 years ago is done for all time. And it's done for all eternity because he said it's finished. Not only did he say it's finished, but he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in high and ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. And the fact that he sat down means the work's done. And we have a right tonight to use a name. And he's given us a name. It's no ordinary name. It's his Father's name. He didn't come in any other name, only his Father's name. He came in the Father's name. It's a name that's above every other name. There's no other name like this name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess the glory of God the Father. That name, the devils must obey it, sickness must obey it, everything must obey that name. And he's given you that name, and you've a right to the name. Because if you took the name, you received the name in baptism. Acts 2:38, repent ye therefore every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children. Verse 39, and to them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You've took the name. There's something with the name. There's an inheritance with the name. That inheritance is yours by the law of God and by the providence of God. You have come into that inheritance because he's given you the name. And because of the name, you've got it. And because of the name, you can use it. The checkbook's already been signed. Its name's on the checkbook, and you can cash it in for your healing. Cash it in for your salvation. Speak those things that are not as though they were, because you've got the name. Hallelujah. It's far above every other name. There's no name can match or compare to the name of Jesus Christ. You know, you read when William Branham went into this place for the work in witchcraft, and he said the table started to float right up in the air, 4 foot up in the air. That table floated. And he said, in the name of the Holy Church, it never moved. He said, in the name of the Trinity, it never moved. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, he said, it almost broke the four legs off and hit the ground so hard. Hallelujah. Amen. That was in one of William Branham's meetings. When I was in California, my own self, many years ago as a young man, I saw a man levitate right in the air. And he floated around the building and scared the life out of me. And there was people there which were reverend this, reverend that, and all their books and all their stuff that they're working with and studying. And they're preaching about deliverance and they knew nothing about it. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, stand still and watch, for tomorrow I will deliver that man. And I stood and watched and never said a thing. And the next day I was asked to preach in a house. I didn't even know I'd be preaching. And as soon as I started preaching, who came in but that man? And as soon as he came in, the anointing of God broke loose and the power of God went all over him and God delivered him. And devils come out of him and demons. And he brought stuff out of his body and he filled. I know many of bags for stuff he filled that come out of him. And God completely healed him. 2 weeks later, I come back to the same place in California. And a man come in and shook my hand and hugged me. And he said, brother, I want to thank you. And I said, I don't know what for. I don't even know yet. And he says, do you not remember? And I says, I never seen you before. He says, I was the man you prayed for 2 weeks ago. The name of Jesus Christ done it. The name of Jesus Christ set him free. It delivered him. Amen. It broke that power. There's a right with that name. There's power in that name. I'm telling you, there's something with it. There's something telling it's real. Hallelujah. I tell you, you know, the Lord moved this meeting this morning. And we had a meeting in Mashingo. And the power of God moved in it just like this morning here. But it moved in it all day long. And people were praying for in the hundreds. And it reached right to 12 o'clock that evening. And I was sitting back at the platform exhausted. Absolutely exhausted. And there I was sitting and they came running in. And they said, Brother Tom, we need you to come outside. There's a woman's a powerful demon. And I thought, well, where's all these apostles you told me about here in Africa? Can they do nothing? And he said, none of them can cast this devil out. And I come out and I was tired and I was just praying to the Lord. And God's my witness, when I turned the corner of that school where that meeting was, the same one that came to me in the jail met me right in the corner. That's the truth. Should I never get onto this platform? And I was changed and I knew it. And the power of God came. And that woman was an old woman, and she run down this bit of a grass place field, and I followed her, and she turned to punch me, and I just threw my arms up, and the power of God hit her, and the devil spoke out of her. And he said what his name was and where he was from, and he was from a place on down some bit from that where there's witchcraft and powerful devils. And he said to me, I've been here since she's a very young woman, and I'm not leaving. I said, well, God has sent me to cast you out. That's why I've come. And I said, not only are you leaving right now and tonight, but when you get out of here, get back down to where you come from. And tell them other devils, when they get a chance, I'm coming over there too. And out that devil came, and God set that woman free. And she went back up into the mountains over there, and there's a church there today. Because of one woman's testimony, that's what God can do. These are not fairy tales. These are the real thing. This is what God actually done. God delivered her and set her free. The name. There's something in the name. There's power in the name. I went on down into Harare to Joseph Nkosi's meeting. There's 2,500 people are sitting in the windies right around the church, and they brought a baby. And God healed that baby right in the front of that church. Right away, he immediately healed that baby. There's something in the name. I tell you, you can read it in a book, but the best book to read about it is this book. This is a book. We need to come back to this book. We need to have a love for this book. We need to read this book. We need to meditate upon this book. We need to read about the miracles of Jesus. We need to read about the life of Jesus. And when we read about the life of Jesus and the miracles of Jesus, then some of that life will come on us. His Spirit will come on us. A little more, Lord. Hallelujah. And God can do it again. It's power in that name. I believe we can become so thoroughly acquainted with God's Word that we will no more longer consciously exercise faith in the way many of us try to do it. We'll just believe it and get on with it. Amen. We know healing's ours. It's been provided for us. Sicknesses have been put away through Christ. We're redeemed from it. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We're no longer under the law. We could never fulfill it, but we didn't need to. Someone came and done it. His name's the Lord Jesus. He fulfilled the law. He took our place. He was our propitiation. He is the one that took our place. He pleased God. He appeased God. And he stood in and stood up for me and you. Did you hear that? He stood in and he stood up to the devil for me and you. He conquered the devil. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave off him. And he said to Peter, I'm giving you the keys, Peter. Them keys wasn't an organization. Them keys wasn't a denomination. Them keys was the name of Jesus Christ. And Peter exercised them keys when he preached in Acts 2:38. Hallelujah. Peter and John went up to pray at the hour of prayer. And there they met a lame man. And they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have. We give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hands and lifted him up. And the word of God says, immediately he received strength. And he never walked up. He leaped up into the temple at the hour of prayer. God has lifted your curse, being made a curse for us. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. You know why it says that? Because they're put on there naked. The Lord was stripped completely naked. There could be no bigger shame, no bigger embarrassment. The Lord took our shame. The Lord took our embarrassment. There's things we've done in our past we'd be ashamed if it come up on these walls tonight. Aren't you glad in this house tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses you and cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness? I preached a sermon once in England. You know what I entitled it? No fishing and no detectives. God don't need detectives round the message. He needs the Holy Ghost round the message. God don't need people fishing in your life to see what they can pull out. God needs to sign up no fishing, because the Bible says in Romans 8, there's now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says the sins of thy youth will I remember no more. They're gone. They're washed away into the sea of God's forgetfulness. I don't care what crack you come up out of or what cesspit, all of us come out of one. But I tell you, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. He became a curse for us, for cursed is he that hangeth on a tree. Jesus Christ hung on the tree. But in Exodus 15, 26, he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15 and 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. We saw this morning he's the I am. He's not the I was. He's the I am. He's still the same. We saw this morning it's not just for 10 generations or 5 generations, but it's for every single generation to come. There was curses under the old law, and them curses lasted for 10 generations. But I want to tell you this evening in this meeting at the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ broke every single generational curse, and they can't last no more. The blood of Jesus annihilates and destroys them. Because him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. That's the blood of Christ. It can do it. It's able to do it. Nothing else can do it. You can take a moment and read these quotes from the Bible. Praise God. And read notes. Now, you know, there's so many wonderful scriptures in the Bible. Let me go back for a moment to Exodus. Ever wrote someone in here, and I'm going to go back for a moment. This is in here for some reason. Exodus 15, 26. Praise God. Exodus 15, 26. Here we are. And you wrote it in for a reason. Jehovah Shammah, translated, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shalom, translated, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Ra, it's translated, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh means, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Nissi means, the Lord is our banner. Praise God, the victory, the captain. Jehovah Shekenu, it's translated, the Lord is our righteousness. Jehovah Rapha is translated, I am the Lord, thy physician. Now, wonderful. That's the names of the Lord. The seven compound names of Jehovah. And every single blessings in every one of them. And you can have it. You know, when that Baptist preacher wanted to argue with William Branham, and William Branham wouldn't take up the challenge, he didn't want to argue with him. And old F. Forsworth, there's an old man, he says, just give me the 5 minutes, that's all I need. And he got up in the pulpit and your boy went off in one of his Baptist theology sermons. And old Bosworth said to him, I want to ask you one question. You see these names, do they refer to Jesus Christ or not? And he wouldn't answer it because he knew they did. And the fact that they did. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord, thy physician. Hallelujah. Who's it refer to? Jesus Christ. The argument was over. It refers to Jesus Christ. That was the end of it. But there's many churches tonight don't believe in it. They don't preach the full gospel. They preach what they learn from their system, from their denomination. But I want to tell you tonight that God's word can't be tampered with. We're not to hybrid the word of God. We're not to add to it. We're not to take from it. We're to say it. Revelation 22 warns us that we're not to do it. Our name will be taken out of the book. The plagues in it will be added unto us. But we need to be amening with the apostles, amen. And what they preached, we need to preach the same thing. Hallelujah. If we believe in a restoration, the spirit of Elijah didn't come to turn us to worship a man. The spirit of Elijah didn't come so we'd worship the Hoffman's head of Christ or put a picture on the wall and worship it. That's not why the spirit of Elijah came, but the spirit of Elijah came to turn us back to the apostolic message, to the truth that the first church had, that we would preach what the first church preached. And we can't preach what the first church preached if we don't believe in Acts 2:38. That's what they preached. That's the original message. And that message carried with it God's original approval. And if we want God's approval, we must follow the word of God. And this business of it will not matter how you do it. Whoever told you that didn't tell you what the word of God says. Because the Bible says not one jot or tittle shall pass away till all be fulfilled. We are not to change one word. We are to say it the way he says it and believe it the way he believes it. The word of God doesn't need an interpreter. It interprets himself. A virgin shall conceive. And hundreds of years later, a virgin did conceive. Hallelujah. God's word interprets his own self. Just keep following the word. That's the light. You know, this becomes a vital truth that constantly lives and functions with us. We regard it as we do the strength of the bridge which spans a river. You know, I'm sure you go over a bridge somewhere near here on a regular basis. How many goes over a bridge? You think of it for a moment, you go over more bridges than maybe you realize. There's lots of bridges. You never stop your car coming to that bridge and get out and have a look around and see if it's strong enough. You drive it on out over it. Like John used to tell us when we're wee lads, drive on. Never look behind you. Look in front of you. Keep her lit. And when you're going over the bridge, you drive on. You keep her lit. You don't look behind you. And when you're working with faith, you don't fiddle about to see if it's going to happen. You pray in faith, you get on with. And you believe it's going to happen because God said it will happen. Amen. You're trusting the bridge. You never seen it build. You maybe couldn't explain it all. But you're trusting in that bridge. It's going to take you over. And if the bridge in the natural can take you over, what can God's word do? When you put your trust in the word of God, it can't fail, for God can't fail. Amen. God cannot fail. He keeps an eye on his own word. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. Let it be yea and amen in Christ Jesus. The word becomes a real vital to us. We come face to face the need which has been provided with the word of God. We drive across the impossibility, considering nothing but what the word of God is saying. We don't consider anything. They're saying here in Ireland, you jump before you look. Well, with the word of God, you can go ahead before you don't need to look. You need to get on with it. Amen. Get on with it and pray with it and believe it. Amen. And I tell you, believe God will do it and God will do it. Amen. We confess its truth, its ability. Go on. Can't feel. Romans 4, verse 19 to 22. And I'm going to close in a moment. Praise God. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. This is amazing, isn't it? Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that which he had promised he was able to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. He believed, and God imputed it to him for righteousness. He believed God. God wants you to believe him. You that's been prayed for the Holy Ghost, believe it. Believe you have it. Confess you have it. Know you have it. Act as you have it. Live as you have it. Go forward as you have it. Whatever you've been praying for your body, start to move that part that wasn't working right. Believe it. Act upon it. Go forward. Praise God. And God will do the rest. I tell you, God's able to do it. We no longer try to be healed. God says we are healed. God says we are healed. By my stripes ye were healed. We confess it and thank him for it, knowing it for us. We no longer try to believe. We are believers already. How do you believe? Just believe. That's what the old man said to me many times ago to see him. A friend of mine. He says, Tommy, how do you believe? You just believe. Isn't that simple? I tell you, just believe. How do you believe? You just believe. Believe and you shall receive. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore let no man glory in man, for all men are yours. You see, there's no difference. There's no such thing, oh, he's a great man, such one's a great one. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the great one. It's him you give the glory to. It's him you're relying on. Tomorrow morning when you get up, the Lord's going to help you. Tomorrow when you're driving along the road, the Lord's going to help you. And you need to pray, Lord, you helped me yesterday. Help me today. And never forget my dad telling me that when he come back to the Lord. And as he often would say, he said, I never come back, he brought me back. Many people used to say, Billy, would you not come back to the Lord? He says, I would love to, but I can't. What do you mean? He said, God would have to bring me back. But God brought him back. God brought him back. And he got up in that dozer and he threw out the old pipe. Boy, I told you the other week, and I wasn't joking about it. These fellas know I'm telling the truth. My dad had a pipe just as big as three pipes. I don't know much tobacco she held. See, the devil wants to kill you, right, doesn't he? He wants to give you a real dosing. not happy with a wee measure. When he gets you down, he wants to keep you down. That's why when you get him turned, give him the two left and right combination straight away. Don't hold back. Let loose on him with the word of God. The word of God. The Lord said to him, just quit the day. Lord, I quit it, but this smoked. He says, no, I want you to quit now. He threw the whole lot under the track. And he got up until the next morning. And he said, Lord, you helped me yesterday. You'll help me today. Hallelujah. He never smoked her again. Because the Lord helped him. I tell you, some of you have been through a tough time. I want you tomorrow morning when you get out, wherever you're going to school or work or whatever you're doing, don't believe in where you are till you pray. Talk to them. Tell them you love them. Hallelujah. Amen. Just take a moment. Yes. Just a moment. Give them a moment of your time first thing in the morning, wherever you are. If you're late, be later. Don't leave till you pray. Don't leave till you pray. Changes everything. Let's stand our feet tonight. You know, my dad was going to work one morning. He's coming along the road, and that still small voice said, then pull your car in. And he said, but what for, Lord? And the voice said again, pull it in. He pulled the car in. And here's another car come right round on the wrong side of the road. If he had been a bit further forward, he'd have been gone. It'd have been the crash. That still small voice. Brother John prophesied it this morning. You'll hear the still small voice. The still small voice. You don't need to search for it. It'll come to you. It'll speak to you. He's the one in charge. All you have to do is yield yourself to him. And that still small voice will say, this is the way, walk in it. Amen. Do you believe it tonight? Let's raise our hands, those that want prayer again this evening. Let's praise God. Heavenly Father, we know that your word says, be still and know that I am God. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. We bless your lovely name tonight, Lord Jesus. We know your name's far above every other name. Lord, we're so blessed. When we've seen these different children coming this morning, look at the Holy Ghost. Lord, you said if we've been evil and know how to give our good gifts to our children, how much more will you give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? Lord, you're going to give it because the Word of God says you will. We thank you for it. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for those that's prayed for with conditions. We bless you for your healing touch. We thank you for your strength, for your grace. Lord, for the strength in the weary land, El Shaddai, the strong-breasted one. We bless you. We can lean upon you, Lord. When we think we can't go another mile, Lord, you lift us. You carry us. For you bear us up upon your shoulders. We bless you this evening that you bear us up and carry us. Lord, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always, even to the end. We pray that everyone will know the great comfort of the Holy Ghost in the days and weeks and months that lay ahead. That, Father, you'll have your way in all of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, you know our hearts. We want to see all our children saved, serving you, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and coming to the Lord and coming to serve us. Grant it, Lord, we pray, and meet every need tonight in this house. Lord, you know people with some financial needs. Bills to pay and things to do. Lord, and things seem so expensive. But Lord, we bring it all before you tonight. You said you'd provide for us. And we're trusting you tonight that it'll be done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. As the Brother Gary comes, God bless each one this evening. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. I see the Son has made a breakthrough. Praise Amen. God. It's good to get the breakthrough. Praise God. Amen. Well, it's certainly good to see. Well, I'm not keeping you long this evening. We'll sing a hymn before we close in prayer. Can we sing that little hymn? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. be flat. See? What key?
Yeah,
F. F, okay. Well. Thank you.